We have somebody here tonight from Communication Workers Local 1180 named Luis Benitez Burgos. Good evening, Luis.
Good evening, Arthur. How are you?
Okay. So yesterday I got, or this morning maybe, I got an announcement because I'm on CWA Local 1180's publicity list. National Domestic Workers Union about to strike. And was like, you know, a year ago, everyone was talking about strikes. There were strikes all over the place. And now we don't hear about that very much. We had a big victory at Amazon in the labor movement about 2 months ago. And since then, things have been pretty quiet. So can you tell us, what is the National Domestic Workers Association?
So the National Domestic Workers Alliance, it's a nonprofit organization. Nonprofits have expanded incredibly in the past couple of years. Workers have come together from those organizations to form unions. And the same happened with NDWA. The staff that work in this nonprofit decided to form a union back in June of 2020. NDWA works with the advocacy of domestic workers' rights throughout the U.S. So this is an organization that the staff dedicates an enormous amount of time to organize domestic workers. As you know, both the Wagner Act, when it was passed, the predecessor to the modern Taft-Hartley Act, excluded domestic workers. And even though there were attempts to try to include them back in the 40s, there was still the southern states, which were Democrat back then. You know, racism and Jim Crow was in its peak, and domestic workers were not allowed to form unions, and the majority of domestic workers in the U.S. were located in the south of the U.S. So that story continues to happen. Domestic workers have little to no rights. So NDWA was formed with a really amazing vision to lift up the rights of domestic workers in the U.S. There's a couple of situations that have happened in with the organization through this process, the collective bargaining and the organization process, that have led to the members of the staff to authorize a strike with 97% of the membership voting.
Well, let me ask you this. Who does the National Domestic Workers Association organize? Like, what is a domestic worker? Is it the person that comes and cleans in people's houses, or is it a larger group that maybe work in more social settings?
So it's that domestic worker that goes to clean somebody's house, or maybe the company that has a group of domestic workers. There are a lot of companies that have domestic workers, that they do domestic worker functions, and they are actually, even if you're in a company that dedicates and that they charge for that whole company is excluded from collective bargaining. So NDWA decided we need to create an organization, the founders of NDWA, so we can advocate for those rights, try to create an alliance. And it's an alliance that has expanded more than domestic workers. It also advocates for immigration rights. A lot of domestic workers are immigrants. It advocates for the end of racism. It advocates for a better and just and equitable society. It's a really, really amazing organization. And, you know, it's a little frustrating for us to be at this point with them in our collective bargaining negotiations.
So are most of the people that are organized by, I mean, how many people are organized by?
So they have a staff. So there's two things. They have a staff of around 130 employees, but they have organized thousands of domestic workers. They have an enormous network of domestic workers throughout the U.S. not only dues-paying members, because it's like an association as well, but also members that through grants and other programs, they're able to help and support in many ways. And we're talking about thousands of domestic workers.
So are there, I saw something in the announcement about, usually about a collective bargaining agreements. Are there collective bargaining agreements, like with some of these companies that supply cleaning people to buildings or houses or?
So like I mentioned, domestic workers are excluded from collective bargaining laws in the U.S. But the staff that works at NDWA, because at the end of the day, NDWA is still an employer. Like I said, it has 120 staff. So the employees of NDWA, the organizers, the project managers, the directors, they came together in 2020 and formed a union inside of this organization.
Oh, so we're talking about the staff going on strike?
Yes.
Ah, okay. I get it. I thought that the Domestic Workers Association was going to call a strike against the people who were using them to clean their homes. So it's the staff that is going on strike. So this is a new, it's not even really a new phenomenon. Over the years, I often, you know, I'm a union lawyer. That's what I do, right? And in my daytime job, and some of the worst entities, the worst employers that exist are progressive organizations, unions, nonprofits. They hate to be unionized. They hate to have people that aren't employed at will. They hate to be bound by collective bargaining agreements. They absolutely abhor it. And last year, or in the last 2 years, there's a group that's been organizing staff in public elections. Like a candidate declares they're going to run for office, and there's a union that goes in and organizes their staff. And, you know, making these candidates pay decent wages and have contracts and have health insurance for their folks. So, it's not new that nonprofits and unions are often very difficult places to organize. So how did it come about that the National Domestic Workers Association got a union?
So I don't want to, you know, categorize NDWA as a really, really bad employer. Once we still hope that we're going to get a contract, and there's some amazing provisions in the agreement. I think the problem, one of the biggest problems with nonprofits is the lack of transparency. I think that's one of the lack of understanding that you have to be accountable to your staff as well. You know, that whole idea sometimes seems so bizarre. And then in my experience, you know, I bargained contracts for several nonprofits. Some nonprofits, the problem is the people that they have in their board of directors, some of them are attorneys from really anti-union law firms that sit in those board of directors and bring those anti-union values to clash with the nonprofit work. Others is a complete lack of knowledge of what a good relationship workers, the employer and unions, if we all work together, we can have. You know, the union is not something external from the group of employees that form it. So, we started organizing in 2020, June 2020, and that was one of the first problems. It took management like so many months to agree to a voluntary recognition. At the end of the day, they did, but it was months later. We got certified in October 1st of 2020. Then they had an issue with their HR director was leaving. So we didn't start bargaining up until May. of last year, 2021. And right now we've been bargaining for a whole year and we are not being able to reach that agreement. And things that we are trying to finish are to create a wage system that is equitable, that is transparent. One of the big problems a lot of nonprofits have is that they have created a band wage system in which you have these huge inequities. People that are higher now make less money, more money than people that have been working for many years. There's no correlation in regarding to your job functions versus your location, whether you supervise staff, whether you are a lead on something. And we showcase this all to NDWA. And they didn't negate that. In fact, the problem is that they grew faster than their policies, you know, were adopted. But still, right now, we are still struggling to come to an agreement on what just, fair, and equitable salaries are. You know, one of our challenges is if you hire someone in a position making, like last year, for example, you hire someone making $80,000 as a starting salary, why somebody who currently is in that position and has been working for 2 years in the same position, it's making $50,000. And how are you going to bridge that gap? And not only that, how are you going to recognize the 2 years of service this employee has with the organization? So that is one of the issues. The other one, we've been trying to get also neutrality and voluntary recognition. We believe that if nonprofits are really advocating for workers' rights throughout the U.S., if they are advocating for human rights, if they are advocating for an equitable and just society, not opposing unionization has to be a crucial part of their way to be, you know. So that's something that we are also stuck, you know. But the reality is that if we don't see, if there's an issue with the way we have structural compensation, let's talk about the finance and let's talk about the challenges the organization have and see how we can move forward.
So these folks in the National Domestic Workers Association joined, they're part of CWA Local 1180, which for people that don't know is in New York. And by the way, for those who are listening, Pacifica is a unionized foundation. We have the Screen Actors Guild is in three of our locations, and and we have a CWA local IBEW local in the Bay Area. So our producers, the producers who work for pay, and the engineers and various assistants are unionized. And I'm the general counsel of Pacifica, and I've made sure that our most recent negotiations have been very, very not unfriendly to the unions. We're listening, by the way, those of you who've just tuned in, we're listening to Luis Benitez Burgos, who is an organizer with Local 1180, who is working right with the staff at the National Domestic Workers Association, who is threatening to go on strike. What are the issues what's the line that what's caused people to say, we're going to strike you guys?
So like I was saying, there's still, you know, a lot of work to do in making sure that we have salaries that are just, equitable, that are fair, that take into account all the factors that I was laying down, you know, seniority, your years of service, you know, your experience in the organization. We're also trying to get management to agree. There's a lot of our staff that speaks more than like one language, especially Spanish, and that's an integral part of their function. But it comes with no sort of compensation. And we believe that there should be like a differential, because sometimes when you have to do your work and then at the same time become an interpreter, and then at the same time, which happens a lot, you have to interact not only with your own coworkers. We have a lot of staff that they do know English, but their vernacular is Spanish. So they're more comfortable talking like that. And we try to incentivize language justice as well. So it's something that we unfortunately have not come to an agreement in how to develop that. We still have issues. Like I said, we want to have a neutrality agreement in case, you know, this organization extends, merges. They should show, look, our commitment to labor movement, to labor rights, it's real. And it's here in this document in black and white. We have not gotten an agreement with that. We have not gotten an agreement to address staff development and education, how we can make sure that staff that are doing this, all the functions in NDWA can have the tools they need to keep doing, especially when you do organizing in the field. You have to do project management to develop grants and funding, all of that. There's a lot of innovative trainings and paths to get more prepared, and we are still trying to figure that out.
So when if our listeners want to help, because we're going to move on in about 3 minutes, should they contact the National Domestic Workers Association and say, "Be fair to your workers"? Is there a an email address or a number that people can call? Or are folks like to get involved in helping out stuff like this?
The first thing I would ask is for anybody who's listening to follow our Twitter page at Staff Union NDWA. That's our Twitter page. We also so NDWA's offices, obviously, like many employers due to COVID, have closed, and most of the staff is working remote. A lot of the staff are already work remote, so there's not like a clear office. But if we can get social media help, that I think that's something that will help. And the other thing that we wanted is for people to know about this struggle. We're supposed to meet tomorrow with a mediator. Finally, management did agree to have a mediator present. So we're meeting tomorrow, and we're hoping that we're going to be able to secure this agreement.
And I'm going to say, so give again the email address of the organization.
If to follow us, our Twitter page, where we put information. We have one with at CWA Local 1180, but we also have one for NDWA, which is at Staff Union NDWA. That's a way to keep informed. And after tomorrow, depending on what's happening, we will issue next steps and tell, you know, the public what it's going to be our plan.
And in the last 1 minute I have, what are some of the other big things that 1180? 1180 is a wonderful union. Everybody should know it's one of the best city employee unions, maybe the best. All right, I'm going to say that. You guys have any other big fights on the horizon?
Oh, with the National Audubon Society, I can tell you that.
The National Audubon Society. Another.
They recently unionized. They hire an anti-union person who you can find with horrible history of union busting from California. Athena Buen Consejo used to be a bargainer for Alameda Health, and SEIU had to do a strike to get rid of her. Really, really tough negotiations ahead. We had a huge rally we had a group of members of employees of Audubon that demanded a meeting with the board of directors, and they were not able, but that's going to be our next huge fight. New contract with the National Audubon Society, which they also have a few board charges against them for failing to bargaining in good faith, unfortunately. Right.
Thank you so much, Luis, for spending half an hour with us. Good luck.
Thank you, Arthur.
And keep me on that email list, and we'll have you guys on again the next time you get into a fight. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.